Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. You know, once in a while, astute viewers will take little factoids that I mention in one video and in another video and put them together, do some math, and ask me a question that's profound if you think about it. And I've mentioned before that I do nothing but lemon law. It's all my practices these days, 100% lemon law. I handle brand new cars that are defective, and I try to get manufacturers to buy them back from my clients. So I've also mentioned that I handled quite a few traffic tickets in the past, and I've actually said that I've handled hundreds of traffic tickets. And I've been asked now several times where somebody goes, Steve, if you do nothing but lemon law, how is it that you've handled hundreds of traffic tickets? And it's interesting, but there's a way it works out. And the reason is quite simple. In Michigan, there's a main drag, a road that comes up out of Detroit and heads out towards the suburbs called Woodward Avenue. And Woodward Avenue is a famous place for cruising, okay? And in fact, in the early days of the muscle cars, you would occasionally see Woodward Avenue being mentioned or popping up in ads. And there was a known thing that if you had a fast, hot car back then, you'd take it out on Woodward Avenue. And in fact, when I was in high school and I had a 69 Dodge Charger, I used to spend a lot of time driving around out there with no particular place to go. So here's what happens. In the 1990s, a guy came up with an idea for a thing that they called the Woodward Dream Cruise. And they invited people who had cool cars to come on out and just drive on Woodward Avenue. And they picked a particular day in the summertime and said, one day, Woodward Dream Cruise. And let's face it, you know, a lot of neighborhoods, is a guy in the neighborhood who's got a cool car and he brings it out once in a while of another neighborhood. And what happens when all of them show up at the same place? Well, it turns out the Woodward Dream Cruise, if you've never been there, is mind-blowing. You got to go there because you will see more cars in a day than you could possibly see in a lifetime, but all in one spot. In fact, it's so large, you probably can't see all of it. And there's now displays set up by different car manufacturers and car clubs and, you know, like for instance, I remember seeing like a row of DeLoreans go by, like, you know, 15 DeLoreans and, you know, that kind of thing. Or there'll be a street blocked off with nothing but like Mustangs on it, that kind of thing. So the Woodward Dream Cruise, it's a bunch of cars that are parked, but a lot of cars cruising up and down the stretch of Woodward Avenue. And it started out big and it just got bigger. So in the in the mid-90s when it started, I went to the first few of them they had. And one day I was driving into work listening to WCSX and JJ and the Morning Crew were on, and somebody called in the day or week after the Dream Cruise and said, you know, guys, I had, you know, fun at the Dream Cruise because they'd been broadcasting live there. And the problem is, it was kind of downer. I got a ticket. I got a ticket, traffic ticket. And they said, oh, really? What for? And he goes, you know, a lot of people go there and spin their tires. And trust me, in fact, I shot an entire video of people spinning their tires last year at the Dream Cruise. I'll put a link up to it in the description below. But the guy goes, I spun my tires and a cop pulled me over and gave me a ticket for an unsafe start. Now, handing out tickets for an unsafe start at the Dream Cruise is easier than shooting fish in a barrel. Small barrel with a big gun. It's easier than that because it's happening so often. And the problem is that the first year or two of the Dream Cruise, they didn't really crack down on it. And they started cracking down on it later. It also depends on which city you're in. Guy goes, I got a ticket. And it kind of bummed me out. I don't know what prompted me to do this. I pulled out my cell phone and I called the request line and I said, tell JJ I'm an attorney. I'll represent that guy for free. Just because. They put me on the air. And I didn't know JJ at the time. And I said, yeah, my name's Steve Leto. I'm an attorney at the time in Farmington Hills. And if that man wants me to represent him, I will represent him for free. And JJ said, well, you know, you're on the air, of course. And would you like to make that offer to, like, say, all of our listeners? And I said, you know, to myself, how many people could possibly have gotten tickets at the Dream Cruise? I said, you know something? Absolutely. Anybody who got a ticket at the Dream Cruise, contact me. I'll represent you for free. JJ goes, how do they do that? I go, here's my fax number. And I gave a fax number out. And I said, tell your listeners to fax the tickets to my office and put their contact information on the fax and fax to my office. And as long as they fax to my office within the next few days, I will represent them all for free. My fax machine started smoking. Not really, but it should have been. And I got, I don't know the exact number. It's been a few years. But between 50 and 60 tickets faxed to me. And the funny thing is that the Dream Cruise technically goes from Pontiac at the north end all the way down to Detroit at the other end. So the bulk of the tickets were written in Royal Oak, but I had a bunch in Birmingham, Bloomfield, some from Pontiac, but the bulk were in Royal Oak. And so I simply had my secretary take all these tickets out and start sending out the necessary paperwork. And we discovered a bunch of funny things, one of which is that tickets have a number in the top right-hand corner to show you what the ticket number is, if nothing else, to identify the ticket. I actually got, I believe, a series of five tickets in numerical sequence sent to me in that group, meaning that one cop wrote five tickets in a row and all five of those people sent me their tickets. So I would then send in all these tickets and, you know, generally speaking, they hear traffic tickets on a particular day in a particular court. And so I would get a notice, I'd get a stack of notices, and they'd say, you know, come on out to the 44th District Court in Royal Oak, and you got this ticket hearing, and then I'd get a stack of them, and it'd be all the same day. And so I'd have my secretary again send out letters to all these people saying, you know, meet me in court that day, I'm going to do what I can for you. Most of the tickets were things like unsafe starts or excessive noise or things like that. But if the tickets involved moving violations, I would tell these people, so look, you know, I'm just guessing here, but I'm suspecting you probably did something. And most people very openly said yes. I was spinning my tires, smoke everywhere, and I probably deserved the tickets I got. So that's fine. So I'd tell them, look, is it okay if I can just, you know, get the points reduced? You're happy? And oh, absolutely. So I'd go in and I'd walk into the prosecutor's office and I'd have a stack of files. And I'd say, by the way, I'm here on like 14 files or whatever it is. And they're like, oh, cool. And boom, 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 boom. And we're knocking this stuff out. We're doing justice in bulk. And, you know, it was fun. I got to meet a lot of cool people. I'd ask these guys, you know, what kind of car do you have? Some of them had really cool cars. Heard all kinds of crazy stories. And, you know, just it's just a lot of fun. And, you know, when you're representing people that you can speak to in your language, you know, it makes it more interesting. And so we knocked out these tickets. And by the end of the period where all these tickets got resolved, it was just a very positive experience for me. I got a ton of, you know, fun out of it, speaking to these different people. Got some free publicity on the radio. So I thought, well, that's kind of nice. Well, the next year, somebody called me and said, are you going to be doing the free ticket thing again? And I don't remember who it was, whether it was the radio station or a newspaper, but I said, sure, I guess so. I had fun last year, why not? So, of course, the radio station says the following day, after, you know, days after the Dream Cruise, if you got a ticket there, Steve Leto's your man. A couple local newspapers did stories about me. And next thing you know, there's pictures of me in the paper and a note saying, you know, this guy will represent you for free if you got a ticket at the Woodward Dream Cruise. Now, here's the problem. The first year I did it, it was very easy for me to say, hey, look, I'm just helping these people out, wrong place, wrong time, whatever. The second and third years I did it, I actually started getting pushback because I had police and I had prosecutors tell me, they go, Steve, there's a problem. We are worried that people think they can do crazy stuff because you've offered to represent them if they get a ticket. Therefore, you're kind of encouraging this crazy behavior. And I said, well, you know, I hadn't thought about it that way before, but my concern here is none of these people are getting off scot-free. I mean, I'm simply getting these unsafe starts knocked down, like impeding traffic or something. But let's face it, most of these people still don't really deserve to get whatever these crazy tickets are, because quite often they're being overcharged. And I had a couple prosecutors going, oh, no, that's it's not good. We don't want you doing this anymore. And so that year, the last year I did it, there were three guys, maybe more actually, who were charged with reckless driving when all they'd done was spin their tires. And the thing about it is that you read the definition of reckless driving, it's, you know, operating a vehicle in a manner that is, you know, likely to cause harm to, you know, people or property. And I don't think reckless driving fits for somebody who just spins their tires. And what I'd hear over and over again from the prosecutors is, yes, but if the guy's car got out of control, he could kill somebody. Yeah, I mean, you know, and if a meteorite fell from the sky right and crushed my place right here, the video would end abruptly. It's not going to happen, though. And one of the guys, for instance, who got a ticket for spinning his tires, had a line lock on his Camaro. And a line lock, for those of you who don't know, is a device that allows you to lock up the front brakes, but not the backs. It's a hand unit. And so by doing that, you can spin your back tires without smoking your back brakes. But the car's not going anyplace. It's being held in place by the front brakes. And so, you know, I was talking to a prosecutor about that, and he goes, yeah, but what if the line lock fails? Again, you know, meteorite, but... So the sad part is that we actually had to go to jury trials on several of these cases. And the interesting thing is that I won one of those cases where the jury came back with a not guilty for my guy. We had one that was hung where the jury couldn't come to a verdict, come to a unanimous agreement on it. And what's crazy about that one is we could hear screaming and yelling in the jury room. And the court clerk had to go over and knock on the door and say, excuse me, guys, it's good you're deliberating, but tone it down a little bit. And then we lost one of them, unfortunately. So around that point in time, I said, you know something, it was fun while it lasted, but I really can't do this because at this point, offering to help people who get tickets to the Dream Cruise is going to hurt them if they take me up on it because they're not going to be able to get a deal they could get with somebody else. But I actually did it, I think, 3 years or maybe four. And I had kind of a warning in the second to last year where it was kind of like, hey, one prosecutor's office said, we're not cutting you deals anymore. And then it was the fourth year where it's like ugly and I had to go to trial a couple times. But in the process of those years, I actually did several hundred tickets. And so I, as a result of that, I got to see, you know, prosecutors and people, Pontiac, Bloomfield Hills, Royal Oak, Birmingham, Berkeley. I forgot the other ones up and down there. But I remember walking into court in Royal Oak on one particular day, because that's the meaty part of the curve of the Woodward Dream Cruise, and calling out cases. You know, Johnson, Smith, Roberts, you know, these people are all standing. Next thing you know, I'm standing in the hallway with an armload of files and all these people around me. And I say, you know, if anybody here wants to discuss their case with me one-on-one, I'm happy to do it with you because we have attorney-client privilege, but let me give you my spiel. And I'd give them the spiel, and I said, does anybody want to talk to me separately, or should I go in there right now and start negotiating? Go right ahead. So it was a lot of fun. Like I said, I got to meet a lot of people, got to talk to a lot of car guys. So if you go to the Woodward Dream Cruise, and this year's Woodward Dream Cruise is going to be on August 17th. It's always, I believe, the third Saturday in August, and it starts, it's supposed to be a one-day event, but it actually starts earlier that week. If you go out to Woodward on the Friday before the Dream Cruise, it's bumper-to-bumper classic cars, and it often is Thursday and Wednesday. I worked on Woodward. My office was on Woodward for a couple years, and I remember looking out the window Monday before the Dream Cruise and seeing cars already starting to stack up out there. So, you know, it's a car event that's mind-blowing because you see these cars being driven, and you'll see everything out there, anything out there, you name it, it's out there. Stuff you didn't imagine existed is out there. And some people occasionally spin their tires, which I do not recommend or condone. But if you do it in front of me while I have a camera, I might film it. But so that's the Woodward Dream Cruise. That explains to you how I've represented hundreds and hundreds of people with traffic tickets, despite the fact that it's not a major part of my practice. But at the time, it was, like I said, a lot of fun just to get to meet a lot of car people. And if you go to the Dream Cruise this year, I'm going to be going there this year. Most likely, I went there last year. I've gone there several years in a row. And I've had several people ask me through the channel on YouTube, you know, Steve, if you're going to the Dream Cruise, you know, maybe we could all meet up and have a little powwow of some sort. I might make an announcement beforehand just in case, because I know there's a lot of people in southeastern Michigan who watch my videos and also people who might be coming in for the Dream Cruise. So it might be the case that, you know, we can all get together and hang out and, you know, shoot the breeze for a little while and watch the cars go by at the Woodward Dream Cruise. So that's what happened with me and the Woodward Dream Cruise. Had a lot of fun. Hope you enjoyed the story. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.